keep clapping, keep clapping. And let's welcome the ministry of Ida.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement, peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past, they seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. That's the reason I say, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got mountains that you feel you cannot climb. I know that your skies are dark, you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, the word of God is true, and everything he's promised, he will do it for you. That's the reason I say, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the light. Jesus is the way, the first and the last. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. Jesus is the way.
Oh, keep clapping, keep clapping. Indola, are you ready for tonight? Are you ready for tonight? You are about to experience something special because the Lord has sent his servant, his anointed servant, into your midst tonight. You are about to experience the powerful word of salvation. You are about to experience healing. You are about to experience deliverance. Your life will never be the same. If you are excited, then stand to your feet and welcome Evangelist Dan. He was male.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say.
I believe.
I believe God's word is still the same.
I expect a miracle.
And I
with God.
For with God, nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God,
every promise shall come true.
For we know surely all things he can do.
Everybody lift your hands. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is still to say. And I expect a miracle today.
Father, we thank you for tonight. Let your power and your salvation and your mercies be released on the people of Indola in these days that we are here. Thank you for your power. We worship you for your mercies and your goodness, Lord. Touch every life tonight. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for your power. Jesus. Thank you that you are present here, Lord. Your power is here. And your mercies are here. We give you thanks, Lord. We bind every activity of demons. Thank you for your great power. Lord Jesus. We welcome your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors of Indola, our chairman.
And
all the wonderful pastors of this wonderful city. We are excited to be here. And we could not have come here unless you allow us to come here. What a blessing. I believe God is blessing you in this campaign. We also want to thank His Worship, the Mayor of Indola. The Bible says that we should pray for those who are in authority. Once a person is in authority, he is noted and earmarked by God. Because God is going to use him.
To,
please let me finish my sentences. Because God is going to use him to affect all the people. So he's very important to us. So your worship, we are thankful for your presence. May God bless you and establish your seat. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Indola is blessed.
Indola na ipalwa.
Hallelujah. Now, tonight, I want to share with you a very important message from the Word of God. And your life is never going to be the same again. And then I'm going to pray for the sick. And everyone that is afflicted by devils, you'll be free tonight. I said you'll be free tonight. Whatever curse or problem followed you here, it cannot follow you back home in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, my short message is entitled The Great Invitation. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, when one of them that sat at meat with him heard him say these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Uyonse uwaikala mupepi na yena alino kumaka yaino kupalwa mubufumu bwa kwalesa.
Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Alipalwa uyo uli nokuliako umukate mubufumu bwa kwalesa.
Some of us have been eating bread in Indola. Maybe you have eaten bread in Lusaka. Or you've eaten bread in Zimbabwe.
But
one day you'll be eating bread in heaven. Hallelujah. Do you know there are bakeries in heaven? They are making bread in heaven. And wine. Jesus said he will not drink this till he drinks it in heaven. So there's wine there. So you must plan to eat bread in the kingdom of heaven. If you don't have the opportunity to eat bread in the kingdom of heaven, it means you will be in hell eating bread. Do you know they are also eating in hell to keep themselves alive?
Hey.
Hey. Now, Jesus said a certain man made a great supper and invited many people. So you see that Jesus, God is inviting many people to come to him. God does not just invite a few people. He invites many people. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready.
Kabiri atuminawa bonfiba kwe ukuyaita abakwisa kuwamanankwe ukutira timube bati nomba fyonse nafipekanishiwa.
Tonight,
muri buno bushiku,
God is ready for you.
Lesa na ipekanya kuri iwe.
If you are ready for God, God is ready for you.
Kachauta mwipekanya kuri lesa lesa na ipekanya kuri iwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, to everyone's surprise, they all began to make excuses. One said, I have bought a piece of ground and I have to go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Now, if you are going to have, going to look at your land, will you go and look at it in the night? But this man was not interested in coming to church. So he began to make excuses. Many people are going to hell because of excuses. The Bible says that he said, I pray thee, have me excused. So you see that liars are also very polite. I've been a pastor for a long time. One of the things you find is that liars are polite. He said, I pray thee. I beg you. Please have me excused. I'm going to look at my land in the night. Do you think you can see your land in the evening when there is a great supper? Liars are often polite gentlemen. If you don't want to come, just say, I can't come. The Bible says, another one said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come.
Hey!
If you have married a new wife and a very great man is doing a great event, most of the women would like to go to such a program. Is it not true? Sisters, is it true or is not true? So when you tell us that you are married so you cannot come, you see, liars are very polite. And another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. That was his business. Like, he had 5 taxis, 5 buses, and I'm going to test my cars in the night. And this one said, I pray thee, I beg you. You see, they are very polite. I pray thee, have me excused. Tonight, God is inviting you to come to the cross. There are 2 groups of people here tonight. Some of you have never come to the cross to humble yourself and give your life to Jesus Christ. Then there are those who are believers already. You are already born again. But God is calling you to serve Him. And both of these groups, you see, one is a low calling and one is a high calling. The low calling is when you are called to Christ. But the higher calling is when you are called to be His servant. So tonight, let me talk to the Christians. And many Christians are no more, you know, God is calling people to serve Him and to work for Him. Today you have people going to church. Everybody wants a blessing. Bless me. Give me. Prosper me. And most of the time in churches today, we are preaching about money. That's why we are poor. One of the causes of poverty in the church is continual preaching about money and prosperity. It's the cause of poverty.
Because
you cannot have the blessing of God on something that is not His plan. God did not send Jesus Christ to make us rich. No matter how big the pastors are who are saying all these things, that is not the reason why God sent His Son. Please, I beg you. Please, we are all Christians.
We are all Christians.
God so loved the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is why God gave His Son to come to this world. Please. Let's be serious. I mean, Jesus Christ said that hardly shall a rich man enter into heaven. And today, we have pastors trying to make people into people who cannot enter heaven. Or you don't get what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
Jesus said, hardly shall a rich man enter. I mean, this is the words of Jesus Christ.
Yes, what did the chili chaya na umukankara ukwingira mubufumu bwakwalesa. Naya emashiwi yakwa Yesu.
And pastors are today trying to make people into people who cannot enter. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, God, have mercy. Jesus said,
yes, what is it?
The enemy of God, He didn't say it was Satan. He said, you cannot serve either God or Satan. No!
Yes,
you need a representative here.
Yes,
who is an alternative to God. And He said, you cannot serve God or money. If I was serving money, I will not come to Indola. I will not go to Mazabuko. I will not go to Chumo. I will not go to Monze. I will not go to all these stars.
Yes, I see it. Amurani wa kwalesa tesata wiye lelo umuntu umwe mutule fyalelanda ine tetimbombele ichintetintetinjise kumazabuka atemwa kuisa kundola aw
no
awe.
When you are serving money, your everything is about money.
Ine olebo
mbele, there is no money, you don't go.
Na fyonse fyo olebo mbele ni ndalama.
We are not here about money. Jesus said, you cannot serve this or this. So the enemy of God, or the alternative to God, is money.
Yes,
it It is this type of preaching that has made the church poor. That's why most of the members are poor. If you take offering now, you see people don't have money. If you take offering now, you see people don't have money. The secret of prosperity is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you freely.
Amen.
God first.
Lesa pantanshi.
Not anything else first.
Sakuri chimbi ichifrechaba pantanshi.
And God is calling many people in Indola to serve him.
Nalesa leita abantu abengi mumusumba wa Indola ukumubombera.
And God is not calling you to destroy you.
He's
calling you because this is the great gift of God for you to be his servant. If you were called by the president, young ladies, if you were called by the president to come and be his secretary or to make tea for him, will you go or you will not go? How many will go? Ah, it's an honor. You will not even get, the president will not even call your name.
It's a privilege.
The president to call you to come and type a letter, it's an honor. So when Almighty God, who made the heavens and the earth, stretches out his hand and says, you, I need you. Come and work for me. Then you start to tell polite lies. Yes. You know, in Ghana, we had a pastor. He didn't go to school at all. No school. He didn't go to school at all. He was selling chewing gum.
Alestisha to chewing gum.
Yes. But God called him. And some people were criticizing him about the way he does things. So one day I explained to them, I said, you who know everything, you who have been to university, you who are nice, you who are correct about every part of your life, when God calls you, what do you say? Oh, my wife and I, we are going somewhere. My wife and I. When God calls you, what do you say?
So,
my land and my house and my car, and I have to do something. When God calls you, what do you say? You say,
oh,
I used to come for business prayer meetings When, but now, because of the business, I have so many meetings. Yes. You hardly see rich people going to church. Small prosperity, they stop coming. A thousand excuses. But I want you to know that even though you may fool me, because I'm just a man, and you can fool your pastor, your pastor is just a man, you cannot fool God. Because God is not a fool. Maybe we are fools.
But
as for God, He is not a fool. The Bible says God is not mocked. You can't make a fool of God. No, you can make a fool of man, but you can't make a fool of God. So God is calling you to do what? So that He might send you and He might use you to work for Him. Instead of coming to church always to say, bless me, Lord, touch me, Lord, I receive.
Oh, now,
instead of saying, what is God going to do for me today? You have to start saying, what am I going to do for God today? What am I going to do for God today? And that is why tonight I am sharing with you about the great invitation. A man made a great feast and invited many people, not a few, many people. Tonight, I tell you, God wants to use you. I said, God wants to use you. How many want to say, yes, Lord, here am I? One day I heard somebody praying, Lord, here am I, send him.
Hey,
here am I, send him. Why don't you say, here am I, send me, use me, I am here, I am available. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the servant came back with all the excuses. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
Wite filema, wite mpofu, wite abatitikishiwa. Eryo mubonfya tena alaya ukulingana nechebo chenu.
When God invites you and you don't respond, it makes him angry.
Iryo lesamita tamwitebe alafulwa.
There are people here, God is angry with you. The Bible says the man was angry. The man was angry. He said, I have organized and you wouldn't come. I am a fool. And the Bible says the man was angry. So this is why we are poor. Because you are praying to an angry God. Never ask an angry man for a favor. One day, a man was looking for a job. So I showed him where he should go. I told him, this man can give you a job. But the day he came, the man was not happy. He was angry. So when he reached the gate of the man's house, he rang the bell. And the man came from upstairs and shouted at the gate, who is that? And the man answered, it is me. He mentioned his name. That was the wrong day. He shouldn't have come on that
day.
Instead of the man to open the gate or call the security guard to open the gate, he's from upstairs. He shouted, what do you want? So the man said, I want a job. Then the man shouted from outside, why? How old are you? He also shouted his age.
29.
What work can you do? From upstairs he was shouting. You see, you don't have to ask an angry man for a job. He will not even take time to look at your face. Christians are praying to an angry God for prosperity. It is very embarrassing for a man to make a great feast and the people didn't come to the party. On top of that, with politeness and lies, so the man said, the people I've invited will not come. I will go and bring people that I never, even they are not my friends, they will come to my party. That is why today God uses all kinds of people as pastors. God raises up all kinds of people. Even women who shouldn't be found anywhere near authority. God uses women. Anytime you see a woman doing certain things, it means the man didn't come. It's true. The Bible says, Paul said that a woman should not exercise authority over a man. And if anybody says he's a prophet or he's spiritual, he should acknowledge that for this particular thing, what he's saying is true. If you are spiritual or you are a prophet, a woman, there are too many things you shouldn't do. But you see the men behaving as though they are. You don't know what type of man he is. Is he a man? When Jesus died on the cross, Friday, by Saturday, all the apostles were backslidden. They ran away far. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, on Easter Sunday morning, when Peter was under his blanket sleeping, Mary of all people, she came to the grave. When she came to the grave, they saw an angel. Do you think that if God wanted to choose somebody to show an angel, he would choose somebody like Mary Magdalene? I mean, let's not be serious. Somebody who our devils have gone out of you, so many devils. Because there is a saying that when somebody is mad and is cured, a small part of the madness is still there.
Hey.
Do you have that saying also in Zambia?
Huh?
That they say that also here.
Zambia.
So the Magdalene Mary, she saw the angel, and the angel told her, listen.
What
are you doing here? Mary said, as for me, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm looking for my Lord. Dead or alive, I'm looking for my Lord. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And the angel said, he's not here. He's risen.
Now,
when you go and read in Matthew 28, then the angel told her, go and tell those apostles. Go and tell them. You see, a message from heaven was now being passed through such people. Go and tell them I said they should go to Galilee. I told them. Because when you go to Israel, you see, Galilee is like 250 kilometers from Jerusalem. They were in Jerusalem. And he said, I told them to go to Galilee. They are all hiding. Tell them to get out of their beds and start walking to Galilee. Now I say I'm going to meet them there.
Hey.
Then after the angels left, they were going. And Jesus himself appeared to them on the way. Two visions. And Jesus told them, go and tell my disciples to go to Galilee and meet me there. The same thing the angel told
atikavyekere abasambi vandi tukumane kugariri kuri vyanefyo yumalaika avevele.
That's why God uses some people. Where does this Mary come from? Let us be serious. When Jesus was choosing apostles, there was no woman in this
church.
Today, look at me. God would not have used me. Better people than me. They are not interested in serving God. They have a lot of lies. Polite. As for polite, they are polite. Almost everybody who works for me has somebody who didn't do what the person was doing, and then it became that person. Almost everyone. I can mention the name. If you say, this person, tell me who was, I'll tell you it was this person. But it is not serious, and this one has come.
Yeah.
Go and bring the poor. The originally called people, they are not interested. Originally called people, they are not interested. But there was still room. And the Lord said, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you, none of those men originally who were called will taste of my supper. Yeah. Tonight is a prophetic night, because there are people here living in disobedience. Yes. And you are praying to an angry and embarrassed God. You are praying to a God who has to choose women and other unqualified, even fornicators and liars, thieves. He uses all. You see God anointing a thief and he's preaching. Haven't you seen that some of the pastors are thieves with anointing, big anointing? Because those who are not thieves are not interested in preaching. The church is full of people who want to take something but don't want to give something.
They
give their lives to God. I am a medical doctor. I went to university for 7 good years. And I became a medical doctor. When God called me to serve him, he said, I need you. It was in the morning when he called me. He said to me, give yourself wholly. Give thyself wholly to these things. And from that day, I threw away everything. Today, I see pastors who say they are businessmen and politicians.
Since I gave myself to God, I don't know the time I will get to follow business. My import, I have to go to the harbor, clearing my goods to sell at the market. Hey, I must be about my father's business. You see pastors who have become politicians. You ask yourself, what is this man doing? Pastors have become businessmen. And they are so happy. You ask yourself, who is going to preach the pure gospel of Jesus Christ? Tonight, don't be angry when God uses somebody you don't like. Because you who should have said, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. You are giving God 1,000 excuses. Tonight, God is also calling you to humble yourself and be born again. You know, the people say that Zambia is a Christian nation. But Christianity is not something that you can impart. It's not something you can receive by osmosis. Yes. Look. I have children. And I am a doctor. I suffered in medical school. Suffered. 7 years. I cannot call my son and say, receive doctor. How? You cannot impart being a doctor to somebody. It's not an impartation. You yourself have to go and suffer in the medical school. Yes. You have to do the exams yourself. Christianity is like that.
No, we not Christ.
You cannot impart it to the whole of Zambia. You must be born again. You must be born again. Otherwise, you will go to hell direct. Look at my hand. God sent me to Indola. In these 2 days that we are here, God sent me to invite you to come to the cross and be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You must come to the cross and be washed with the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, you will never taste of the supper that God had originally planned for you. Today, go to Europe. They don't believe in God. They say there is no God. The white man today says there is no God. Go to France.
They say there is no God. Amazing. Yet their country is covered from north to south with churches. Every almost every 1 kilometer there is a church. So God says, you don't like it? Okay. None of those that were invited will have it. Go to the poor. That is why we have spent more time in certain places than even in Dola.
Yes.
They like it more. Go to the poor. Go to the maimed. Go to those who you don't respect. Call them. They will come. Tonight, this is your opportunity for your sins to be washed away. Indola is full of sinners. Is it true or is not true? How many of you have told a lie before? Lies. No. Put your hand up. How many have told more than 100 lies since you were born?
100
lies.
Hey!
What about the pastors? And the mayor, even the mayor has told more than 100 lies. Hey!
Hey!
How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. Wow. So Indola is full of jealous liars. What about the state? Jealousy. How many of you have been jealous before? All of them. The bishops and the fathers and all of them. Now, listen. All thieves, raise your hand. If you are a thief, raise your hand. If all thieves, anyone who is a thief, raise your hand. Okay, wait. They don't understand. How many of you have stolen something before? If you steal something, what are you called? If you steal something, what are you called? A thief. Okay, all thieves, raise your hand. What about the pastors on the stage? Look at the pastors on the stage. Even the mayor has agreed that he's a thief.
Hey!
Now, wait. I told you, Indola was full of sinners. How many of you have committed fornication before? That is, sleeping with somebody is not your, you know what I mean? This one, some of you must lift up two hands and one of your legs like this. You will not lift your hands. What about the pastors? Don't look. Don't look at the pastors. Unless you close your eyes, I will not let them raise up their hands. Some of you are taking pictures. Wow.
Hey!
So what can wash away your sins? Yes. What can make you qualified to go to heaven? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, all things are purged by the blood. All types of sins are purged by the blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Tonight, the power of God is here. The blood of Jesus is flowing in Indola. Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for your sins." Tonight, don't deceive yourself that you are a believer. Humble yourself, because a great invitation has come to you. Your sins will be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you will accept the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet, everybody. If you are here tonight and you want to accept the invitation of Jesus Christ for your sins to be washed away, then lift your right hand up high. You want your sins to be washed away. And you want to be born again. And you want to be a new Christian. Then your hand must be up. And say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know I am a sinner.
I am sure it is.
Oh Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins with your precious blood. Tonight, I receive the blood of Jesus to wash away my sins. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for all my sins. From today,
from today,
I receive Jesus as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I am a child of God. Please write my name. My name is, mention your name, my name is. Please write this name in the book of life. From tonight, I am registering in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now lift up your hand like this, just one finger. Say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Listen carefully. From tonight, I will not obey you again. Satan. From tonight, I reject you. I refuse you. I belong to God. And I will serve God. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you I bind your powers in the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands like this and wave. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. From tonight, I am born again. I'm born again. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, it's your turn. Pray in your language, please.
Mwelesa. Ilelo. Na isa kulimwe. Te papata. Nokulomba konse. Ninjisa. Inene muwembu. Nationally andi. Mention your name. Mulandeshinali enu. Nilewo Patrick Skazwe. Naisa. Nde papata. Nsambeni mumulopa. Uwa kwa Yesu Kristu. Yesu Kristu. Iseni mumutima wandi. Mutampio kunteka. No kuntungulula. Nomba mwimye ukuboko musonte. Mulandati Satana. Ilelo. Nakukana. Fuma muline. Shire kufuaya. Kabie. Fumamo. Nakana. Sendane ngulu shove. Ilelo. Nomba mwimye ukuboko mwuchitefeso. Ilelo. Ishinariandi, lilembwe, mwipuku, iliamushilo, napepa, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow morning,
my Lord Uchelo,
at 6 hours, if you pray this prayer, then we have a very special meeting for you here. You are going to be taught the word of God, and then you'll be prayed for, and there will be miracles here. So tomorrow morning, you are coming here 6 hours. God bless you.
Amen. Now, we want to pray for the sick. No one should move and no one should go out, please. We have not closed. Whatever sickness you have, put your hand there right now. And I'm going to pray with you. The power of God is here right now. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. And he's here to heal you right now. He's here to heal you right now. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Father, thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for miracles in Indola. You are here tonight. You cannot see. Put your hand on your eyes. You cannot hear. Put your hand on your ears. God's power is here right now. You cannot walk. Put your hand on your legs. You have cancer. Put your hand where the problem is. You have a lamp. There's a lady. You have a lamp in your breast. Put your hand on your breast right now. Power is here right now. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for your power. For your healing. Anyone harassed by demonic powers, God is setting you free tonight. If you are being tormented by any demonic powers or evil spirits, put your hand on your head right now. Something is happening. Satan, listen very carefully. In the name of Jesus, come out of the people right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Receive healing. Receive deliverance. It's happening right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive power. Receive healing. Receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. It's happening right now. Something is happening. Miracle life is coming into you. Miracle life is coming into you. Receive the power of God right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies in your life. Right now, wherever you are, begin to check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it right now. Miracles are happening. Pain is going right now. Father, thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. You couldn't see. Open your eyes right now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Now, receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Father, we give you thanks. Everybody, lift your hand and thank God right now. Father, we thank you for healing tonight. Thank you that you are the healing Jesus. And you heal our lives today. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your power. You sent your word and you heal.
You sent my word and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles tonight. Whatever you couldn't do, check yourself right now. It's happening. Something wonderful is happening now. Power miracles are taking place right now. Right now, wherever you are, if God's power has touched you, you had a problem, you had a pain, you couldn't see, but now you can see. God has done something for you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, lift your hand and come to the front here. Very quickly, I want to pray with you. Come this way, all to the front. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, quickly, I need you to come very quickly. Not that you are expecting that it will happen in the future, but right now, see that God has done something. Come very quickly. Something is happening. Something is happening. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. You couldn't see, but now you can see. The power of God is here. 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 Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
wherever you are, touched you, if God has touched you, not that you are believing that it will happen in the future, but right now, you can see that God has done something. Come very quickly to the front here. We are going to pray with you and take your testimony. Something is happening. Miracles are taking place now. Now.
Now.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your power, thanks for your miracles, thanks for your healing. Oh, hallelujah. Mando kabala Now lift your hand. Let me pray for everyone here.
Amen.
Let me pray for everyone here. We have not yet closed.
There
are so many miracles happening. No one should leave now. It's not a blessing if you leave now. It's not a blessing. Father, I pray for your children, your people, Lord, that are here tonight. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your miracle. Oh, I pray for their homes and their families. Lord, thank you that you are destroying the works of the devil in their house. I pray for healings, healings, Lord. Mercies to be given to your children. Thank you. Open their lives, Lord, to your power. Solve the problems that cannot be solved. When they go home after this campaign, thank you that your power is going to be manifested in their lives. Thank you that victory and deliverance has come to Indola. Thank you for your great power that is manifested. I pray for everyone here, Lord, and for the city of Indola. Let a blessing return here, Lord. Whatever has been taken away, let it be given back and restored in Jesus' name. Thank you for restoration, healing, blessing for the city. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. BDR, what is happening?
Hallelujah. Evangelist, this lady last year was diagnosed with cervical cancer. And she describes a hard knot in her groin, like a stone.
Wow.
Now, evangelist, when you prayed, she felt that hard knot disappear.
What is that hard knot?
It is a lymph node.
What is a hard knot?
It was like a stone right here. It's a lymph node.
When you have cancer, it spreads to the lymph node in the armpit or in the joint. So you feel like a stone over there. That is the spread of the cancer. So she had it in the cervix of the womb. So it spread to this side. Joints. It comes to the armpit and the joints. So breasts have it in the armpit. So when you examine breasts, you always examine the armpit. And it disappeared tonight.
It disappeared. Evangelist, I examined her.
You examined?
Examined.
This is
her.
A medical doctor.
There's nothing there.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Father, thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Now, tomorrow night is the last night of this crusade. We were having 3 days, but we're having 2 days now. So everybody must invite your friends and all your families. Tomorrow night is the last night. We usually have only 2 days. And we are going to have 2 days here. So please, tomorrow night is your last night. Make sure you invite all your family and all your friends. God bless you. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this man could not walk properly.
Let
he
him
has
tell
to
us.
Hold his head because he was shaking. He had a gait.
Miracles in Indola.
Miracles.
What happened?
Involuntary body movements, just shaking myself, like just like he, it's an insane person.
Wow.
Yeah, just shaking anyhow.
Involuntary movements of the body.
Yes.
This is a neurological condition. Yes. What did the doctors call it?
From the doctor's point of view, I've moved into Lusaka, Kitwe, Optimo Medical Center, CFB Medical Center in Indola, Berek, I don't know this name. They didn't find anything that troubles me in my body. Completely nothing.
And what has happened to you tonight?
Tonight, at least previous when I was walking, I could be holding my head like this. Now, the normal walking should be like this.
But he's walking now.
Is this?
He holds his head when he's walking.
When you walk, what do you do before?
Me, You I would do? Say.
What were you doing with your hand?
Just holding my head.
Why
like
do
this.
You hold your head like that?
It was like getting up a relaxation such that I shouldn't have any.
Wow. Satanic and demonic conditions are healed tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Miracles. BDR! Why is she crying?
Evangelist, a breast lump has disappeared.
Breast lump?
A breast lump in her left breast has disappeared.
Did you examine her?
I examined her. I just examined her. There is no lump in
no
her
lump
breast.
No lump in the breast.
Yes.
This is a medical doctor from the United States, Memphis. You examined her breast.
Evangelist, I examined her.
And there is no lump.
There is no
Why
lump
is she crying?
Why are you
for
crying?
For joy.
You know, this thing really bothered me a lot.
Wow.
And I told no one, including my auntie at home. I just felt the pain. Every time I wanted to sleep, I would sleep this way or this side. I never slept on this. And any time I wanted to touch, I would feel something hurting and it was growing. But now I feel nothing.
Wow. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Wow. Miracles in Indola. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, we have a mighty miracle here.
Miracles are happening right
this
here.
This boy was involved in a road accident. This was how he was.
Well, how was he?
His head.
This is his
head. He squashed his head. Look at that.
I can't see.
Yeah.
Look at this. Wow.
Yes. And so because of that, it affected his hand. He could not do this. Look at that.
Little boy, tell us
four
what happened.
4 years. He's not been able to do it. That's a father. That's a father.
What happened to you, young man?
My spiritual father is there.
What happened to the little boy? Tell us, Olivia.
I was bashed in a road accident.
And what could you not do before? Your hand.
I was not writing.
You're not right. And what about tonight? What has happened to you now?
Me.
Yes. You are able to. You are able to. Olivia.
To think out my hands.
You are able to pick up your hands.
Yes.
And move it like this.
Yes.
Because the control of the arm is from the brain. So when you have a stroke and you bleed in the brain, then the hand cannot move. So when you bash the head, if it affects that part of the brain, then the hand movement is affected. So you can see all his head was crushed by the accident. Yes. So his movement, something is affected. And tonight.
Tonight.
Move it, let's see. Wow. Are you happy? Are you surprised? Why are you surprised? Has God done something for you?
Yes.
What has he done for you, my dear?
God protected me.
God protected you. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your power tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Evangelist, this man was totally blind in his left eye.
Totally blind.
In his left eye.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God came over him. He has begun to see in that eye.
Is it true, young man?
Yes,
it's true. It's going now.
There was something on my eye. It is now gone.
Can you see with the eye? Close this eye.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Yes.
You can see?
Yes.
Wow! This is amazing. Are you surprised?
Now, Papa.
Yeah, Nim Papa San.
Papa San.
I'm surprised.
Papa San is what?
I'm surprised.
Papa San.
I don't believe it.
You can't believe it.
Yeah.
You can't believe that you can see.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But me? I know.
When you said that to a
river
that is pain, I touched. And the blindness went.
And the blindness went. Why don't you give Jesus a shout of amazing hallelujah? The blind are seen in Indola. Practically, we are seeing the miracles practically. What is this, Olivia?
Evangelist for 4 months.
Wait, there's another person with a breast lamp. Who is that? Somebody else with a breast. Healing. Somebody else.
Naomi.
Check. Olivia, what is this?
She has not walked for the past 4 months.
Walked?
She hasn't. She has to be taken up by her family and friends. Move from car to car. If she has to move, it must be from car to car. She has not walked.
Is it true?
Yes, it's very true. In February this year, I was diagnosed to have gout, so my legs were swelling, and because of that, I couldn't walk. It was either limping or being carried from car to car. Even here, when I was dropped off by the taxi, my friend had to come pick me, to come aid me from the car to this place.
Oh.
But when you say it, touch where...
Beautiful.
When you say it, touch where the pain is, I touched my knees because the swelling runs from here to...
Wow.
And I felt something move from my knees to my feet. Even on Wednesday when I went to the hospital last week, I was told the case keeps on deteriorating. My BP keeps rising from normal to 195. Things just kept on getting worse.
And now walking less.
And can you walk now?
There she walks.
Look at her walking. Look at her walking. Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yes, he is.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
BDR, what is happening here?
Evangelist, this young man used to play rugby on this very field. And then he had two separate accidents and tore the ligaments in his knees. So he could not squat. For 8 years, he has not been able to squat. But tonight, the power of God came over him.
Wow.
He's squatting. He's doing. Please demonstrate for us.
Do it. Do it. Hey. Wow. It's a fantastic miracle.
You
were a rugby player?
Yes, I was.
And he had two accidents, ligaments torn, and the evidence, the ligaments are like a cable on the side of your knee. So it was torn, that means it's cut. So you cannot move your leg without the cables pulling. That's a ligament, is a cable. Yes. So it was cut.
Sometimes when I'm even walking, sometimes if I don't like to step on a stable ground, I'll even like dislocate my knee.
Dislocate, yes. Because the ligament holds this little one, the round one in front, and the cables in your knees. So it gets cut in an accident. And then you cannot do some of the things. You see, you can do something, but you can't do everything. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Wow.
Look at it. Ligaments. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty shout? Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Olivia, what is happening in Dola?
She was diagnosed with kidney stones, Evangelist, and she was in a lot of pain.
Kidney stones?
Yes, Evangelist.
Where was the pain?
It was here.
Are you sure it's kidney pain?
Chishika.
Kidney pain is from the back.
Stone.
That is gallstones. Probably gallstones. Gallstone is here. Kidney stone is from the back, coming to the front. And what happened tonight?
Everything has restored.
Wow! Now listen, the reason why the stones are causing pain is that there is something called a gallbladder, isn't it? Is that what they cut off with the chicken when you are going to kill the chicken? The green part.
The little green bag on top of the liver of the chicken or the
That is the
goat.
Bladder. So when a stone, when you don't have enough liquid water, it becomes concentrated. When it becomes concentrated, it becomes stones. So the liquid becomes so concentrated, it becomes a stone. Then it blocks the mouth. So like a tap that is coming out, so the top is blocked. So the water cannot come out. And because the water cannot come out, it's there's pressure. And there's pressure in that small bladder, and it's very painful.
Yeah.
So to cure it, we have to cut open and go deep into her liver and go and cut that thing from inside under the lid. It's not a small operation. Yes. It's called, what is it called? Cholecystectomy.
Yes.
To remove the stones. And tonight, this lady
tonight.
Had stones in her bladder, in a gallbladder. Jesus, thanks a million for your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Many, many, many wonderful healings. Tomorrow night is the last night. Everybody should invite your friend to be here tomorrow night. Look at all these wonderful miracles God is doing in Indola. Amazing. You see, even if you don't even believe in miracles, when you stand on the stage here, you see that you are finding it difficult to explain it away. You can't explain it away. We are doctors. She's a doctor. I'm a doctor. How do you explain it? Let's be serious. Okay, what's happening?
Evangelist, this man had diabetes and his vision was blurred. He couldn't see clearly until tonight, Evangelist. You prayed, the power of God came over him.
Wow.
He's seeing clearly now.
Wow. Can you see clearly?
Yes, I can see clearly.
What happened to your eye just now? What happened tonight? It wasn't clear.
Yes, I can see clear.
But was it like water or mist? What was it there before?
I couldn't see clear. Or even when I'm walking, I was bumping with people.
Bumping with people.
So from today, I'm able to see.
Wow. So simple. Now, the reason diabetes is sugar in the blood. So it spoils many things. The sugar is not good for many things. So it spoils kidney, it spoils the blood vessels, and spoils the heart, because the sugar is in the blood everywhere. So it's like, it's not good. You get what I'm saying? So one of the places it spoils is the eye. The back of the eye is called the retina. So it's called diabetic retinopathy. So the eye, the back of the eye, the mirror at the back is filled with something. So you can't see well. It's from diabetes. Sugar. So God has touched this man. He couldn't see clearly. And now, suddenly, he's just able to. And this is a grown-up. He's an intelligent man. He's not here to tell us stories, lies, and I mean, clap for Jesus. If you I mean, what
lift
else do you
Jesus
want?
Lift Jesus higher.
Olivia.
Evangelist, this woman could not drink water or swallow saliva because she had severe tonsillitis. In fact, when she opens her mouth, you can
don't
see the growth
put
there.
Your hand in her mouth, yes.
Okay. So tonight, after the prayer,
She could not swallow.
Evangelist, she's drinking water.
Wow.
Something she could not do. She couldn't do this.
Is it HIV? HIV? Jesus, thanks a million. She could not swallow. She's healed. It's a symptom. Difficult swallowing. What is it called? BDR. Swallowing. Okay. Doctor. Yeah. What is this?
Difficulty in swallowing is called dysphagia.
Dysphagia. And what she said she had tonsils. It could be
yes,
other things.
Yes, I actually examined her. She has a growth in the throat. So it's actually a chronic tonsillitis. Whenever she drinks, she feels pain. At this time, she could not move her neck. And it has been like that for 7 years. But
there's
today,
something growing in her neck. So when liquid is going in, the thing that is grown has blocked the entrance. Yes. So each swallow is painful. It's called dysphagia. And one of the causes is cancer, tumors. and so on. Wow. Jesus is doing amazing miracles tonight. Bidia, what is this?
Evangelist, this gentleman is a doctor.
He's a doctor?
Yes.
A medical doctor?
Yes.
I love it when medical doctors testify because they cannot tell lies.
He was on antiretroviral drugs.
Wow.
Which caused a side effect of demineralization, and all, he was getting a lot of fractures. So he had fractures in his legs, in his ribs. He couldn't move without pain.
Wow.
But tonight, evangelist, he's able to lift his hands.
Move your hands, doctor. What was wrong with you? What was wrong? You tell us. What was... This is a doctor.
I am a gynecologist. And because of that demineralization of my bones, I have bilateral hip fractures. I have two fractured lumbar vertebrae. I had 10 rib fractures. I could hardly move my shoulders. I've actually stopped operating because when operating, I have to use my hands up and down. I couldn't do that. But tonight, all I have, I still have minimal pain in my knees because of the limping that I was doing. Things were not balancing well. But otherwise, I am walking now.
And the pain is gone. You're moving. Wow. Do you understand what he's saying? He's a doctor and he's taking some medicine, antiretroviral drugs. And that medicine has a side effect of removing the minerals that make your bones strong. So the minerals have been coming out in his urine every time he's urinating and so on. So there's no much enough minerals in the bone. So they are all breaking. So he says he's broken the hip bilateral. That means two sides. He has broken 10 of his ribs.
And lumbar vertebrae.
The vertebrae which holds your spine have also broken. So a lot of pains from the different places that are broken. And he's a gynecologist. So you operate. When you're operating, you do this. So he cannot do that anymore because of the pain. He operated on this lady. He operated on her.
Wow.
And tonight the power of God touched the doctor, the gynecologist. Is standing here. Is testifying of the wonderful power. Father, thank you for healing and mercy. You do miracles so great. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, beautiful. 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 God is doing miracles in Indola. Indola. Amazing. Olivia, tell me.
She had cancelled the service. And this is the doctor who operated on her 5 years ago, evangelist. She was in a lot of pain, unable to move her legs and her knee and all that. And all the pain ceased tonight after you prayed.
Where was the pain, my dear? Where was the pain?
Here.
Okay. Doctor knows about it. You see, cervix cancer, it is like little dots of cells, and they move in the blood and they settle at places. They choose almost anywhere as an airport. And when they land there, they grow there, and then it makes that place painful. So a person can have cancer here and have pain here, because the small pieces have moved in the blood and they go and land somewhere and they start growing. So that's what we call metastatic cancer. It spreads. It has spread. Metastasis spread all over the place. So that's why you see cervix is the womb, it's inside. But
and yet,
it spreads, yes, the pain. And when people have cancer, one of the things they die from a lot of pain. A lot of pain. It's a lot of pain. And Jesus, doctor, is it not true? What I'm saying, is it correct?
Medicine? Evangelist, is correct. People usually die out of metastasis because of the
metastasis
and
is the
pain.
Spread. The cancer is like this. Then little pieces, they go like missionaries. They go to places. And where it lands, it grows there. So that's why someone can have breast cancer, but the person will have a lot of back pain because it's broke off and gone over there. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thanks a million. healing.
Powerful miracle.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. And he is healing.
Thanks,
you.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
BDR, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 3 years, this lady had glaucoma. And
glaucoma.
She was totally blind.
Totally blind?
Totally blind. Her sister is here, right here. She was totally blind. But tonight, the power of God came over her. She's perceiving hand movements now. This is something she could not do before.
Wow. Can you see?
Yes.
Can you see?
Mulemona.
What am I doing?
Next.
What is she saying?
You are waving.
Do what I'm doing. Do what I'm doing. Wow. Glaucoma is pressure. High pressure in the eye. So it kills the eye. So the eye is killed by the pressure. But when you have glaucoma, you can't see because you can't notice it because you can see well, but your vision, your fields are becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. You don't see that it's getting smaller until you become blind. That's glaucoma. Satan is wicked, but tonight his power is broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing miracles.
Amazing miracle. Glaucoma. She could not perceive anything. It was total darkness. And that is how the eyes are restored. Glaucoma. Jesus, thank you. What is this?
Her brother was diagnosed of hepatitis B and died this year, June. She has also been diagnosed. Her stomach was as big as this when she was coming.
Stomach?
Yes. The liver.
The stomach was big and had the pain here. I was feeling pain here. And for the past 2 months, couldn't go to the toilet well. I was finding difficulties.
And what happened tonight?
After the prayers, said, do the things that you could not do. And then I did like this because I was feeling the pain here. I couldn't feel the pain. And 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes. And the last year, I had gastritis. So it's been...
So many diseases.
Yes.
And your stomach was bigger?
My stomach was big. Even when I was coming
tonight.
Here. Yes, it was big. And I was feeling the pain here. So
and the stomach has gone down?
The pain has gone.
How about the stomach size?
The stomach size has reduced. It has reduced. Because even the people who used to see me at home or at work, they thought that I'm pregnant. But I'm not.
Wow.
Wow.
Hepatitis, gastritis, all kinds of things.
Even blur vision.
And her brother died this year. Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Every fear of death, go now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Strength in the name of the Lord. So many miracles tonight.
And she began, the hand that was shaking stopped shaking. This one.
Tremors.
Like that. Tremors.
She was shaking like this.
Like that.
She has Parkinson's. Walk, let's see. Walk, let me see. Come.
And then
leave her to walk. Leave her to walk. Let her walk by herself. Come.
And then.
You see how she's walking? The feet on the floor. That's Parkinson's. And the hands hanging by the side, not smiling. That's Parkinson's disease. And shaking. But God is healing her. Power. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that. Look at it.
The narrow street to see this man from Galilee.
How many of you have enjoyed seeing miracles tonight? Real miracles tonight by the power of God. Wonderful miracles. Practical miracles.
Crowds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of lines.
If you come to the crusade for some time, you become a doctor.
To see this man from Galilee.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Tomorrow night is the last night. How many are going to invite 10 people from your house to come to the crusade? What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a blessing.
And in his eyes they glimpse the past.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh. thank you, Jesus.
For he knows his father's heart.
Yes, Lord.
He speaks his father's word.
Thank you, Jesus.
When he comes,
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There is power
in the name of the Lord. Jesus, thank you.
There is
hope in the name. Miracles, power, healing tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
And when my plans are for
you. Thank you, Lord.
And when my strength is nearly gone. When there's nothing left to do.
But to depend on you, Jesus.
But just depend on you.
Oh, and the power of your name, Jesus.
And the power of your name.
Jesus, thank you. Yes.
And as we call upon
you. Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God.
Your strength.
Mandola marala mala mala.
Weakness to show.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We can know the Master's plan.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Extend the Master's hand when you come in the name of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercies, Lord Jesus.
There is strength.
In the name of the Lord. Thanks for your power. In the name
of the
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Thanks for your mercy. Thanks for your mercy.
Blessed is he.
Thanks for your mercy. Thanks for healing.
In the name of
thanks for healing.
The Lord.
Thanks for healing, Lord.
The name
thanks
of
for
the
healing,
Lord.
Thanks for healing, Lord.